Thanks so much for joining me today. I'm Colleen Klimczak. I'm an organizational and productivity coach and a certified professional organizer. I own Peace of Mind Professional Organizing, LLC. Since 2003, I've been helping my clients live better lives through organizing and organizational and productivity coaching. I support my clients and my community with coaching, in-person and virtual organizing, my weekly podcast called Your Organized Life with Colleen Klimczak, a free weekly virtual productivity session called Finish Line Friday, a free weekly email newsletter, and regular content on Facebook and Instagram. I also offer presentations and professional development to groups and companies. And coming soon now that this deadline is passed, and I'll talk more about that soon, but coming soon, like in the next few months, I will be launching a membership circle to support my community with even more coaching and productivity content. Want to finish strong with me this week? Join me for Finish Line Friday every Friday morning at 9 a.m. Central for a two-hour productivity session. Drop me an email at colleen@peaceofmindpo.com or follow the Zoom room link on my Instagram or Facebook pages. And I think that I had my biggest Finish Line Friday group this past Friday. We were up in the teens. It was very cool. We were taking care of all kinds of business, and it's just such a lovely and supportive group. So please consider joining us on a future upcoming Friday morning. So welcome to episode 72. I think I figured that out. We are recording on Eclipse Day, which I think the whole world is losing their mind, but it is pretty major. It's just a lot of crazy energy, and I will be sitting in a doctor's office when it actually happens over the Chicago area, so that's okay. I am very excited about a new strategy for goal setting called Pact Goals. I started writing about this strategy, and then I hit a wall, figuratively, of course. So please note, I'm still very excited to share Pact Goals. They are P-A-C-T, by the way. And the wall hitting is not a reflection of how I feel about the topic, but it is a reflection of what I have been up to for the last few weeks. So let me lay it out for you. I am working on a big educational project for my national association, for the National Association of Productivity and Organizing Professionals. It's NAPO.net. It's been a great experience. We've been working on it since pretty much all of 2024 so far. And I'm happy to say we met a major milestone over the weekend. Whew! Of course, the work is not done. But for this milestone, I have the flush of success and relief and release. Another woot woot. Thank you very much. And there's a meeting and a review today and edits to complete before we tackle the next big part, and that is recording the educational content that we've been writing for the past couple months. I'm much less worried about recording, though, as I record a podcast, right, now that the content is complete. So writing the content was one part of the story, and the next part of recording, I feel, is an easier portion. But back to the reflection. So after I struggled with writer's block yesterday, I took a moment of rest and I inventoried what I was feeling and how I was doing, or what I was doing and how I was feeling. Either way works. And then the awareness came and I realized that it was time to take my own advice for after the deadline. After I got through the writer's block, I was ready to share an article that I wrote 4 years ago and shared last year on the podcast about things that we tell ourselves after the deadline passes. Because after I met this really major deadline over the weekend, I was feeling all of those post-deadline feelings. But what I really wanted to do, I realized, is update the thoughts. So in the old article, I mention that a friend and client brought this up to me years ago. The game that she plays when she's in the middle of a semester, she's a professor, or writing an article. The, when I finish this, I will finally be able to slow down, take a break, relax for a while, a few days, a few months, game, right? But that break never seems to happen. We work and work towards a deadline and think fondly, though fleetingly, about how nice and relaxing it will be once that deadline is met and the project is complete. And then we complete the project and meet the deadline. Yay, great. However, then the basic survival and maintenance tasks that we've neglected while we hustled to meet the deadline are all still waiting for us. The house is sort of a mess, the cabinets are a little bare, the desktop and workspace is strewn with project remnants and papers. Maybe the laundry has piled up and your inbox is atrocious. Plus, all the other projects that have been neglected while we finish come rushing forward for our attention, and we end up right back in overwhelm. Right? There, can you see it? That next deadline project is already looming on the horizon. Let's talk about what we can do instead. So we can revel a bit in the glow of done or finished or accomplished before jumping into the next big project. And here's where I want to share the update. So the update that I was thinking through and acting through yesterday and today is that yes, we still can revel a bit around the achievement. And whew, I did. And then after many heads down days immersed in the work, I metaphorically and actually picked my head up, took some deep cleansing breaths, and looked around. In truth, I finished the last piece for today's meeting at 8:30 Saturday morning. So that's 2 days ago now. I personally edit and write better in the morning than I do at night, so I had put in a few hours that morning. And as of 8:30, when I hit send on the email with all the links in it to the work that I had done, I stood up, I did a little happy dance, and then I did all the things that I also mentioned in that long ago article. I got a glass of water. I refilled my coffee mug. I had some breakfast. I took my vitamins, and then I took a shower, and then we drove to Indiana to see my son's show at the theater where he works. We took him out to dinner, and then we drove home. So that was my Saturday. Yesterday, on Sunday, I started in on the other tasks around after the deadline. I cantered at Mass, but then I meal planned, I ordered groceries, and batch cooked for the week, and for the record, the enchilada soup is delicious. I caught up on a few loads of laundry, and then I got ready for overnight house guests. So in the old article, I mentioned that we can factor in recovery time, and I'm saying this to you and to myself. I am slowly and with resistance learning that we need to factor in recovery time after major efforts. Talking with a friend, they spent an entire weekend day tackling yard tasks and were sore. So the next day they laid low and took it easy. Because recovery. We can find some closure around the project or semester or article or whatever that big thing was that you've been working on. And then we can clean up our workspace, file our papers, right? Leave ourselves a few notes for follow-up, send a few thank you notes to folks who lent a hand. Take a few deep breaths. Then we can clean out our brain with a 30-minute cranial cleanse of non-project related tasks and ideas. Or collect any notes for some days that you may have written yourself while in the throes of that project. For next time, keep a bullet journal or make notes in an Evernote or Google Doc as random thoughts occur to you and save them for later so as not to distract you from your deadline. And during your next brief downtime, look ahead and schedule some of these catch-up tasks for yourself post-deadline. We can leave ourselves a plan, maybe a checklist of self-care, recovery, and cleanup tasks to give our tired post-deadline brain and body a break. And here's the thing, right? There are always more deadlines. There's always more things that we have to do. So my proposal for this week, for you all and myself, is to let's get better at managing those deadlines and also managing the time and process after the deadline. So very often in my presentations, I talk about creating our own checklists or routines or recipes for later. So let's get better at looking at next steps. This week, I need to spend some time checking in on the rest of my work and other projects. I need to check the calendar and see what else is coming close. What does that look like for you? Figure out that checklist, write it down, leave yourself some notes, and make it easier for next time. Because there will be a next time. Deadlines don't go away. There will always be more. Support around getting things done is what productivity coaching is all about. If it's time to invest in yourself and explore coaching for organizing and productivity, I would love to hear from you. Drop me a line via email at colleen@peaceofmindpo.com or message me through any of my social media platforms like Facebook, Instagram, or LinkedIn. Thanks so much. and talk to you next week.